I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Friday, October 14th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Healthcare organizations must now give patients their data, and Microsoft and Meta team up while Google invests further to take on the work layer. This is the Business of Tech. Let's catch up on several new sets of rules now in effect. A new executive order was signed that outlines how the U.S. will uphold its commitments under a new European Union-U.S. data privacy framework that the White House announced alongside the European Union Commission in March. The framework strengthens existing privacy and civil liberty safeguards around U.S. intelligence collection activities, requiring such activities to be conducted, quote, only in pursuit of defined national security objectives, according to a White House fact sheet. Also in new rules, healthcare organizations must give patients unfettered access to their complete health records in digital format. The new federal rules, passed under the 21st Century Cures Act, are designed to shift the balance of power to ensure that patients can get their data and choose whom to share it with. CISA has also ordered federal agencies to better account for the technology they use and the vulnerabilities within them. The directive will be considered a success when all federal civilian agencies have an up-to-date inventory of network assets, a list of software vulnerabilities, data on how often an agency tracks its assets, and the ability to send all of this to CISA. The White House is moving forward with a plan to develop a labeling system to alert consumers to the security risks associated with connected devices, a common label for products that meet U.S. government standards and are tested by vetted and approved entities is the goal. The effort will begin with routers and home cameras, characterized as the most prevalent and often most at risk technologies. And in a proposed rule, the Department of Labor has proposed a new regulation that would make it harder to classify gig workers as independent contractors. To determine whether a worker should be classified as an employee or independent contractor, the Department of Labor now says it will use the department's approach with court's Fair Labor Standards Act interpretation and the economic reality test, which considers how long an individual has worked for an agency, their role at the company, and opportunities for profit and loss, among other factors. Why do we care? Data is becoming a priority for consumers, and these changes reflect that. It's an asset to protect, and these rules define that. I've noted in a recent question that I answered that data governance is a space to watch. Here's more fodder. Awareness of vulnerabilities was my other area of focus here. The theme, making sure the consumer of the technology, be it the government agency or the individual consumer, is aware of the risks of managing that technology. That principle should be one a provider latches onto within their customer engagement. Meta had their Connect event, and while the headline was the $1,499 Meta Quest Pro, that's not where I want to spend my time. Instead, Meta and Microsoft announced a partnership to focus on how people work and game in virtual reality. Microsoft will bring Teams, Office, Windows, and Xbox Cloud Gaming to Meta's Quest VR headsets. That includes bringing Windows 365 desktops and the Teams experience, including adapting Meta's avatar system for Teams and Teams getting support within Meta's Horizon workrooms. Microsoft had its own event this week, too. Among the announcements is Microsoft Teams Premium, which adds AI-powered smart features. The most significant addition is the new meeting recap feature that essentially adds an AI virtual assistant to each meeting to share highlights and automatically capture all important parts. If you want to see Microsoft's commitment to Teams, they've ensured that Cisco's video conferencing hardware will be updated to let users set Teams as the default. WebEx isn't going anywhere. Cisco made that clear in a press release. Also, this week was Google's Cloud Next event, and here's what I noted. Google is investing more in its smart canvas concept for docs, letting users embed information and apps inside a document. It's also releasing some new Meet features with hybrid work in mind, like automatic meeting transcripts and an AI-powered framing tool for conference room cameras to keep speakers in focus. Why do we care? The investments into the work layer by all three are what I wanted to note here. I'm not a believer in the metaverse right now, and we'll be breaking this down on Tuesday's episode of Killing It, but that's the red herring. Microsoft Teams and Google Workplace are getting the investments, and there's a reason. It's where the importance of the technology stack has moved, and customers want consulting here. They need the expertise. Linode, a top infrastructure as a service provider, has resources specifically for helping MSPs explore the alternative cloud. Discover this growing market. One of the best-kept secrets in building a scalable, thriving, modern managed services provider business. Learn about the cloud provider landscape, improving KPIs, security, and more in Linode's free ebook, The MSP's Guide to Modern Cloud Infrastructure, available now. This resource and more at linode.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening. Today is National Dessert Day, and it's also Be Bald and Free Day. I can't figure out a way to combine those two. I'll talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at weeks 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.